if you're a parent finishing up your Christmas shopping and you're looking for a toy with some staying power, you might want to check out the Toy Hall of Fame at the National Museum of Play. All 68 honorees are iconic toys that have stood the test of time, including the three oldies but goodies that made the list this year: the Magic 8-Ball, the card game Uno, and Pinball. Michelle Parnett is a curator at the National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. She joins us on Skype. Michelle, the judges chose the inductees from a field of 12 finalists. How did they make their selections?
So we have very specific criteria. We look at icon status, longevity, discovery, and innovation. This year we've received almost 2,000 nominations for 400 different toys. And we announce our finalists after heated debate in November.
Okay, and one of them is the Magic 8-Ball, which has actually been a finalist for the Hall of Fame 7 times. What do you think put it over the edge this year?
I think that it finally deserved its chance to be in the spotlight, and people recognize that. And I think that people are more comfortable with fortune telling really just being harmless and fun play. You know, you think about the Magic 8-Ball or the Ouija board, and people think it's a little bit taboo, but it's just fun.
Do you think that the Magic 8-Ball knew that it was going to be an inductee?
I'd say signs point to yes.
Signs point to yes. Okay. The next one that made the list this year is the game Uno, which we've all played a million times. What do you think put this one over the top?
It's been on the list 2 times as a finalist. I love the idea that it's something that your whole family can play. It's been around since 1971, and it's affordable, and it's available to nearly everybody.
And it's not that hard to play either. You don't have to spend a long time reading the instructions and all that.
No. In fact, a colleague down the hall said his 4-year-old son beats him almost every time they play together.
Okay. And then the last one is Pinball. This is a game that has been around since the 1930s, but has made a digital comeback in recent years. What do you think gives pinball such staying power?
I think it's that it's very social, and also it's competitive, but in a very fun, good-natured way. And they always bring out new licensed versions, which really helps to give it stability.
What were some of the ones that did not make the cut?
So this year, our finalists also included American Girls, Chalk, Chutes and Ladders, Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Sled, Tic-Tac-Toe, Tickle Me Elmo, and Tudor Electric Football.
Chutes and Ladders was a fun game. I remember that.
It is. And it was actually the first time it's been nominated as a finalist, which really surprised me.
Wow. What about Monopoly? I'm sure Monopoly is on your list.
Oh, yeah. Monopoly is on our list. And the museum actually has one of the oldest versions of Monopoly on display. It's really magical.
How often do you play games?
I would have to admit I do not play games very often.
Really? It feels like work to you to go home
and
play.
It does. And I have a 2-year-old at home, so I'm mostly playing with whatever he's interested in.
And what is he interested in any games yet? Has he learned Uno? Can he beat you at Uno yet?
No, he's not quite there yet.
Okay. That is Michelle Parnett, who's a curator at the National Museum of Play, talking about this year's inductees to the museum's Toy Hall of Fame. We will have a list at hereandnow.org. Michelle, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.